Kyle, this has unfortunately become a semi-regular segment.
Well, hopefully we won't be back again, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely the second time in recent months.
Yeah. So how did these revelations about Ed Sniffen come to light?
We heard from this former West Anchorage High School student who's now in her 40s and living out of state, and who had at times considered coming forward with her story when she was much younger. You know, she just didn't want to derail her life in any way, and it would have been a big step to take at the time. But she said that she came forward now and reached out to us because Sniffen had been appointed attorney general, and she felt like it was time to kind of to come forward. And really, she was preparing to testify at confirmation hearings if necessary.
Just a warning to listeners, but we're going to talk about this case now. What actually happened?
In 1990, you have what's called a mock trial competition team, which is like a group of high schoolers who play the roles of attorneys and witnesses, and they compete against other high schools. And so Sniffen, who was a young attorney at the time, he was like the attorney coach for the team in 1990 and 1991. And he advises them on how the law works in a real courtroom. West High wins this state competition, and then they go to nationals. And that year, nationals happened to be in New Orleans. I think it was 8 students from West High, a teacher, and then Ed Sniffen and another person. They all fly to New Orleans, and they're there for this national competition. And folks are not really carding young people, you know, when they're selling alcohol and stuff. So some of the kids kind of taking advantage of being in New Orleans, right? Some of them are drinking Hurricanes or beers or whatever. And she says that she's out with Sniffen, who's 27 at the time. She says that he bought her some drinks, and then they go back to the hotel. She goes to Sniffen's hotel room, and she said they had sex that night and then again the second night before returning back to Anchorage, and that began kind of a sexual relationship that continued with him really for 2 or 3 years, that she dated him kind of off and on, and at one point lived with him in Anchorage for a while until about 1993.
As you were investigating these allegations and asking questions of the governor's office and Ed Sniffen, how did the state respond?
She provided a lot of corroborating information. She had receipts. It was clear from, you know, letters that she had received that were addressed to Sniffen's home, you know, that they lived together. They both at times had listed the same address as their home address. And there's letters from her friends at the time who are kind of asking about that relationship. I spoke to her friends. You know, her friends knew that she was dating this guy who was older, Ed. So it's documented that they had a relationship in 1991. The part that's potentially criminal is, you know, the sexual activity that happens while he's still her coach, right? You know, I talked to her teammate who said that Nikki told her about, you know, having sex with Sniffen while they were still on that trip. So I was kind of preparing to send questions to the state and Sniffen, actually around the time that they announced that he had resigned. Sniffen has said nothing, which is not surprising to us. And then the governor's office has essentially said they learned of the allegations recently and have directed the Department of Law to begin an investigation.
This would have been a crime at the time, right? I mean, while the age of consent might be 16, the law is also written to protect 16 and 17-year-olds from teachers and coaches. And so this would have been a crime, right? So do you know what's going to happen next?
I don't. You know, I mean, part of the reporting early on was just to establish, okay, so what was the law at the time? And you also, I mean, this took place in New Orleans. So what was the law in New Orleans? They continued to have sex before she graduated, like as soon as she got back to Anchorage. Would that apply? Would the statute apply then? The law had just been changed the year before because there was a Bartlett teacher who had had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old, and he was not convicted. And so the legislature kind of closed what seemed to be a loophole in the law, making it crystal clear that someone who's held a what they called a position of trust or a trust relationship with a young person or was in a position of authority, and they defined it as like a youth pastor or a counselor or a coach, you know, a teacher, obviously. For those people, the younger person, the age of consent was raised to 18. So that law had gone into effect. And I imagine that's what the investigation will look at.
All right. That was Kyle Hopkins with the Anchorage Daily News and ProPublica. You can read the full story at ADN.com. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Anytime. Thanks.